And by the way, if you don't agree with them, you're out. Okay? And if you think the rapture is before the tribulation, you're done. Okay? So,
of course, that is completely not true. He has no evidence for that. I have no issue with people who are pre-trib. I've had pastor friends that are pre-trib. Doesn't bother me one bit. They're the ones who make a big separation issue. I don't think anyone should separate over the timing of the rapture. They're the ones who want to separate over that. I think that's like a secondary issue or even a tertiary issue. If I had a church member tell me that they're pre-trib, I'd just tell them, okay, no problem. That's fine with me.
Just keep that in mind.
Yeah, keep that in mind, the lie that he just told about us. Keep it in mind.
There's certain things I think we can dialogue on, right? If I have a brother in Christ who believes that the rapture of the church is after the tribulation, he's got every right he wants to be wrong. That's fine. He can think that. I can go take him to scripture and I can show him that. But if he's put his faith and his trust in Christ, he's as saved as I am. I don't have to hate him, right?
That's funny because I know tons of people whose church would not allow them to join because they were not pre-trib. And I've known a bunch of people who were kicked out of their churches for not being pre-trib. Nobody said anything about hating anybody. I am totally tolerant of people that are pre-trib. Pre-tribbers are welcome to attend our church and be members in good standing, let alone would I ever hate them. I have absolutely no issue with people who are pre-trib. They're the ones who persecute and hate on everybody for being post-trib. So this is just so incredibly hypocritical. It's not even funny. I've heard pre-trib pastors get up and say you're not even saved if you're post-trib. I've heard that all the time. I've never heard a post-tribber say that about pre-tribbers.
I don't think that's something that we break fellowship over.
Yeah, I don't either, except that the old IFB breaks fellowship over that issue like 99% of the time.
Just me. So anyway.
Yeah, that is just you, because none of your friends agree with you. That is just you.
It's like Galatians chapter 3 and verse 29. If ye be in Christ, then ye are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. The only problem is they've got that
delusions.